Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. This segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. That also means back to school. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you. Meineke.com. Hey. Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? I think they are. Hugh Douglas disagrees.
What's that?
I don't know what that noise was. Hey, Hugh. How we doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
What do you think the poll is on this, on the luck? Yes or no? If you had to guess the poll results, yes.
Oh, 70% no luck. It was skill.
You know, this is interesting. The poll is not going the way I imagine. I imagine most people would say, stop, good luck.
You would think they look like all the comments on the clip we put out.
Yeah. Well, I don't look at those. But are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? No at 52%. Yes at 48%. That's a pretty even split. Wow. So a lot of people are seeing it, you know, similar that I am, is the first three games they have. But they're fortunate to be 3-0. They're talented enough to be 3-0. They should have been 3-0. They're favored in all the games, and I think most people pick them to win each individual game. But the way they played, yeah, I think they're fortunate to be 3-0, 52-48 on the poll there. And are you concerned, and how concerned, with the Phillies' bullpen heading towards the postseason? 62% at mildly concerned, 31% at very concerned, and 7% head in the sand like Hugh Douglas, not concerned. How could 7% not be concerned at all? You watched these guys pitch last week?
I think because of what they've been able to accomplished in the last couple of days. You know, I mean, you know, wrapping up the 2-seed, and people are just saying now we're just kind of waiting for the postseason to start. So I think that's probably what it is. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Just waiting for the postseason.
All right. Well, so hold on. Here's why I don't buy that. These relievers, they're not part of the group that has nothing to play for. Don't they have to sort of throw elbows and earn their high leverage roles in the postseason?
Yeah, other than Duran.
Like, these guys have personal.
I mean, you got a point.
You know, like, doesn't Kirkering need to throw his way into a role in the postseason?
Doesn't Strom
need to throw his way in the postseason? Robertson, like, all of these guys, they need to fight for that bridge to Duran role.
Like, whose top we're going to trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like, somebody needs to rise from that crop.
I agree. I just keep coming back to this. Like, 2 Mondays from now, game 2 against the Dodgers. Let's say the Phillies are up 1-0 in the series, right? They win game 1. Christopher Sanchez outduels Shohei Ohtani. Game 2, it's the 5th inning. 2 guys on. Ranger is starting to tire. Mookie Betts is coming up. Who's coming in the game?
Oh, dude.
I mean, that scenario is very likely to play out.
You know what? I got to tell you. maybe I don't want October to come.
You're not built for this?
I'm not built for this, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. No, you come on, Hugh.
Come
on.
I do think that this is a good
come PSA. Come on, big guy.
Everyone needs to get their mind right because we are about to go for 3 weeks. It's a full month, but the blood pressure is going to be on an all-time different level.
I can't take it.
Are you built for October?
I'm excited. I think it's going to.
I'm excited, too, but I am also like, I got the Xanax ready.
No, I'm excited. I think this is the year. I really do.
I'm gonna wither away.
I'm with you, but it doesn't mean the ride's gonna be smooth.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
I know.
It's not supposed to be. I mean, but I'm built for it. Mm. I mean, I just remember the last parade we had here, man, and it was people crying in the street, climbing street poles, getting hit in the face with beer cans, and you know, people. Was that the year people eating poop? The horse poop?
I don't think that was
that
this
was
one.
Eagles. Okay, it was 18. Eagles.
That was it. That was the first time. Yeah.
I wonder how that person doing.
I hope better than they were that day, I'm sure. Mm.
You got to be a special kind of different.
Eating poop is for the first time. Second
time.
You
we're be a vets now. Yeah. Let's grow up a little bit.
Act like we've been there before.
Some poop.
Last time we haven't. This time.
Absolutely. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines, Ross Tucker joined us yesterday. Listen to what he said about the 3-0 Eagles.
But it was stunning. Absolutely stunning. I'll say this. I thought they were fortunate that the Rams didn't take better advantage of their opportunities in the first half. I did not think it was Sean McVay's best performance.
So he used the word fortunate there, and I agree with him. So earlier in the show, it came up like, hey, come on, Joe. It wasn't luck to block the field goals. They did it with their ability, their talent, their scouting, great athleticism. I agree with all that. The Eagles made great plays. Like Jalen, there was no luck to Jalen playing well in the second half. He just played well. Hugh, the where I felt the luck was, if the Rams could have been up four touchdowns, and then it's probably the comeback's probably not going to happen the same way. Like the fact that it was still only three scores, I thought Stafford missed a throw. I mean, they went for the fourth down. Maybe they should have punted. Like a couple weird things happened in the game that it was like, all right, it's bad, but they still have time to come back. If the Rams had done a couple things different, they're down four touchdowns and they probably don't win the game.
Yeah, and then I look at it like, you know, with the score that they had and the time of possessions and well, not the time of possession, but the possessions that you had and the way that defense was playing, you know, one would think that you wouldn't have enough possessions to get back in the game, but you did. Because you had superior skill at certain positions, and you executed at the right time.
Yeah. Also, is it luck that Sirianni's just a better game manager than Sean McVay, who has a history of not being a very good, like, so okay, like this is sort of what I'm saying. Like they have the talent and they have the preparation to where it's just them winning the day. Like it's not luck when you go into a game having a superior game day coach, I think.
That is not luck, and that tends to win a lot in the close games. I mean, it does. That's on the Eagles' side. They have better players than most teams, and they have a formula in the games without turnovers and with usually good decision-making that helps them. I'm just saying, if you go down 19, the Eagles were down 19 on Sunday. They were outgained in their first three games. They had less first downs in all their first three games. They keep doing that. That's not a recipe for long-term success, including Jordan Mailata basically said the same thing I did after the game on Sunday, that they can't let this keep happening. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
Oh, man, I want to say something about the Phils real. It's going to be real quick, and then I want to talk about our Eagles.
Okay.
But the Phils, man. Like I keep saying, you know, everybody keeps saying, the pitching. We're not going to win by the pitching. I already told you.
They might lose by it, though.
Yeah, they can put you in a bad spot.
And that is what's going to win us the game. The pitching just got to do just enough. But it's going to be our best to have to win the game, man, because we've been losing by the sword, and we're going to win by the sword this season. So, you know, let's stop worrying. Long as our bats stay hot, we're going to be cool, man.
So, I think that's a big part of it. But they're going to – it's a lot to ask the offense to keep scoring to get to 5, 6, 7 runs each night in October. We got it. The bullpen's got to do its job.
Oh, yeah. They got to do just enough. Just enough. Because long as our bats stay hot, man, and these guys understand that, listen, this is how we've been losing. So these bats – got to hit, man. And like I said, don't go back into that slump of trying to knock everything out the park. Keep playing the way you've been playing to win, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Eagles, right? You know, Kyle, he said, you know, he wanted a little bit of juice for you know, to start the week off, man. You know it's hump day. So, you know, I want to get the crowd, I want to get everybody juiced up.
Get it started, Will. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let me get some music, baby. You know how we do. Everybody keeps talking about his luck. It ain't luck. It's called the will to win. And that's what the Eagles do. We will to win. And everybody dig in because everybody tough. And it's so crazy that we still the underdog even though we're champions. But guess what? This underdog bring a fight and the fight to every game. So guess what? We're making a list, baby. And we're checking it off. City to city. Team to team. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to continue to win. I don't care who we play, but guess what? Can't nobody beat us because we are the best.
We are a new juggernaut of the NFL, baby. We got 3 casualties under our belt, and we got 14 more to go. And guess who's going to unload on them? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, because we the best. And anybody that want to test the Wacky Launchers, we're going to give it to them. So stop saying it's luck and call it champions and call it the will to win every day. He's coming! Eagle Nation, baby! Let's go!
There we go, Will. The mid-afternoon pick-me-up there from Will. Strong.
That was nice.
Yeah. You didn't love that one?
No, it was all right.
I thought that was pretty good on a Wednesday.
No, it was all right for a Wednesday.
I mean, usually that was reserved for Mondays after the game, the Friday before the game. I thought that was a good...
It was all right.
Wow.
It was all right.
You're a tough grader.
It'll get better by Friday.
Yeah,
by Friday.
I mean, for a midweek.
Not bad.
I thought it was good.
I mean, we need to get Tyler back on Friday.
On 5-10, 34-24,
E-A-G-L-E-S-T. How did that wedding work out for him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he called us Monday. He told us.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't get it.
He easily went back to back.
Yeah. I wanted to know, but I thought it was inappropriate.
Well, no, I think we're past that. I think we're
past inappropriate.
We've flown right past inappropriate to wherever the heck we are now. I'm sure we'll hear from Tyler again later in the week. So,
or you think we'll hear from Ron again too? Who was asleep?
All right, let's talk to Ron. That's enough. Ron, what's up?
What the hell?
What the hell?
Ron, are you all right?
He's asleep, dog. He was sleep.
I think your best prediction in a while was that the third or fourth time he went to Ron, he would be back awake.
That was incredible.
And he wasn't like half asleep. He was like, he was ready to roll.
Because I had just checked in. Like, I just picked up back here to see what his status was during the break, and he was still snoring.
How'd you call that
one? So it was within minutes that
I had a feeling that somebody might have been, you know, there with him listening.
Oh,
and
so they
probably
heard
this,
like,
us talking about
like,
it.
Ron, wake up. They're trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
It was a good call.
Yeah. I had a feeling that was going to
be. It was probably better than any call you've made in the football season. I mean, I know you called the Browns upset.
I called some great calls.
Well.
Like, I did call that upset of the Browns. Almost had that Miami one. If I would have had that Miami one, I would have been living high on the hog.
Almost doesn't work in betting.
Yeah. No, you can't predict 10 upsets and then the 10th one hits.
Because one out of 10
should hit.
And then you're
like, I told you.
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Because because
you don't get credit for it. You can do it all you want, but we're not giving you. No,
I did caught upset.
Yeah, no, you did, but we're not giving you
almost
the credit that you want.
If Tua Tagovailoa didn't throw that pick, we'd be talking. We have a conversation.
You got any cooked up for this weekend? Biggest spreads this weekend. Bills 16.5 over the Saints.
Oh, you won't.
Browns at the Lions.
You don't have the stones to pick the Saints.
8.5-point number.
No, see, Kyle, this is how that works. This is like, I have to feel it in my spirit.
Packers at Cowboys. They're favored by 6.5. Bengals.
Packers at Cowboys.
Yeah, Bengals with the backup quarterback in Denver on Monday night. That's 7.5. And the Titans, Texans, that's 7.5. Those are the biggest spreads on the board.
You said Titans, Texans, 7.5?
Mm-hmm. Also have Chargers, Giants, 6.5.
Titans, Texans.
Mm-hmm. They're both winless, so I don't know how impressive any of this is.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it. I was trying to figure out, because I feel like in that game the Texans win because they got rid of CJ GJ.
Pick the Saints.
Saints plus 16.5 or the money line?
Do it.
No, you know me. I'm the money line guy. See, that's
money line's plus 980.
Oh, come on. You'd be living high on the
Saints
hog.
Saints over who?
Bills in Buffalo.
No, I ain't that foolish. Come on, I ain't that foolish.
It's pretty rare you see a 16.5-point NFL line.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's foolish.
It's wild.
And Come on, Douglas.
Not even with a backup quarterback. I mean, Rattler should be a backup
quarterback. What do you got to lose, honestly? $2?
Those are the biggest upsets of the...
Those are the biggest spreads of the week.
Of the week.
What if I put a poll up? Should Hugh bet on the Saints money line this week over the Bills?
And if they
say yes, will you do it?
It's only $2.
Yeah. What do you got to lose?
And if I win, then boy, I'm talking. Okay, yeah.
No, then I get credit if you win.
You don't even want to do this. We're talking you into
no,
it.
No, I don't feel like. I don't feel like.
You're not feeling it.
Yeah, because you know it has to be something that you feel.
Right, I get that with an upset.
You know what I mean? When you talk about an upset, you got to feel the upset. You got to be like, okay, you don't have anything to like.
Yeah, but you felt every upset this year.
Yeah, I was almost right with the Miami window.
No, there's no almost in betting.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Money.
You go to money line.
No.
See, okay. If I
did you win the money or did you not?
If I would have went points, I would have won.
Yeah, because but you didn't do that.
But I never do.
This is how betting works, man.
But I never do. I go money line.
This is why it's so hard for people to win betting. They make it hard. I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's money line.
Yeah, but if it was easy, it's 1 out of 10.
No, I mean the points. Yeah. Points.
Well, you should just do that. All right, let's go to Derek.
Put the poll up. We'll see what
people vote. Yes, Derek is up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up? Yo, can I say something real quick about your What's the boy, Chris, suspended for something you said?
Well, we just bumped him down from the first caller. He had to move back to the second segment.
It was the Scatabo comment.
Yeah.
Y'all ever hear Rios'
yes.
Friday afternoon show call? That's
yes.
what I'm saying. Like, once you hear him do his pump-up speeches, like, Tyler's was decent, right? But Chris, if he's going to be doing them pump-up speeches, yo, he got to come a little bit deeper, man. Because Rios' Jones is like, the Eagles could let him speak to the team type caliber.
Let's not forget Rios, where it started.
I met Rios. He's a good dude.
I mean, yeah, Rios is. I met him before. He's thorough, but I'm just saying, Chris, come a little bit deeper. This is a big game Friday, man. If you want to keep pumping up, because if not, Tyler's on his heels, man.
Tyler is on his heels.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Will also does some really good ones too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah. We've got some good ones.
Yeah,
but
he wants them.
Yep. And look, Tyler
one for one though. You can't. Tyler one for one. He coming. You know
and he
saying?
Kept his voice the whole time, which is not easy.
Here's what I will say. I think the unscripted ones that come straight from the soul are the best.
You feel them.
Like when you almost do it unprompted, like Tyler had no idea I was about to give him the music. Will did today, but he doesn't often.
Yeah.
He builds up to it and then it's a feel thing. And then he rises to the moment. The unscripted ones are my favorite.
Who was our guy a few years ago lost his voice halfway through? Because
maybe Sammy?
It was Sammy. I don't know if you ever heard this. We're going to play the Sammy one for you here, Derek.
Sammy was
an all-timer. All right, Sammy had something about him that most people don't. It was raw. It was real. It was one of my favorite ones. Now, I was a little nervous for Sammy's health.
He blew a gas.
Yeah, I was nervous we weren't going to have Sammy, you know, with us. And let's listen to what Sammy sounded like a few years ago.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey! Eagles!
It sounded like he strained one of his man parts.
Yeah, he needed to go to the doctor. All right, Derek, go ahead.
Has he called back since?
Yeah.
I think he has, maybe once or twice.
But not with the chant.
No.
I think the doctor told him to calm that down.
Now, I had called the other day. Listen, so I know, you know, Puka Nacua got kicked out of the game this year, right? And he got an unsportsmanlike against the Eagles. A.J. Brown got an unsportsmanlike. Like I'm going to keep saying it over and over again. I just think it's going to take these guys, including Jalen Carter, some getting used to, because if you're a chirper, man, I don't think you should get a flag for just chirping. Like A.J. Brown and the D-back were like walking back towards the huddle, and it didn't look like they were even saying much, and then here comes the flag. And I just feel like the NFL was trying to like take a lot of the trash talking out of the game, but us as fans, like, we can't even really hear what they're saying. So because the ref is offended by something the players are saying to each other, I don't think that should garner a flag. Even with Jalen Carter, Sean, he was like running to our sideline, making a hand gesture, and they like threw a flag for him.
I totally agree.
Yeah, a lot of that, man. You know, when you got a reputation for it, I just feel like now you taking out his emotion. It's going to be hard for players to be the same player if they can't even like react to making a great play. I can see if you get up in their face and doing this and doing that, but this is a little celebration. The Eagles did a whole tush push celebration in the end zone. I would rather see a flag on that than somebody flexing their muscles after a big catch.
Yeah, I just
like
don't know. Like, I've never spoke to a fan who's offended by that. Like the flex,
right?
Or the wave. It seems like it's part of the fun and the emotion of the game. Yeah, I don't get it.
It gets the fans more involved, too, because I was at the game on Sunday, man, and that was a tough game to be at, man. I feel like with those big plays that we were making and we saw that those guys kind of believed a little bit, the crowd, we stayed with them the whole game, man. So I just feel like them little flags, they just put a damper on a lot of stuff. And that one on the cooler, it hurt the Rams, too, man.
I totally agree. It's one of those things that they've put in the game or trying to take out of the game. And Derek, good phone call. I don't get it. Now, one thing, Hugh, I understand that they want to.
They're trying to make it.
For everyone?
So, yeah, they make it. They don't want it to be,
What crowd are they appealing to? Right,
So I hate that they're throwing flags for taunting. Let the guys play. But I don't believe a flag was thrown Monday. Did you happen to hear the Amon-Ra St. Brown thing when he caught on the hot mic?
Oh, yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Did you hear it, Hugh?
I did.
Okay. Look it up on the break so it doesn't go all over the air.
Okay.
He
should say as far away from the air as possible.
He said something that obviously cannot be said on anywhere. And he was fired up. But that's not a flag. Like, to me, that's the kind of stuff, if I'm the league, like, I don't want that. That's not a good look for our league. But, like, Puka Nacua or AJ flexing, right? Or Jordan Davis got flagged for waving to their sideline. That's not, like, flag worthy.
Grown men and competitors.
Right.
Come on.
It's one of the odder things the NFL is, like, all the other ones they do, I can understand the logic. Like, okay, we can't hit quarterbacks anymore. No one wants to watch backup quarterbacks. We can't hit helmet to helmet. We don't want concussions. Like, as much as I might not love it, I get it. This one I don't get.
Anyone who would be sitting there on their couch appalled by somebody flexing at another person should not be watching football to begin with.
I don't
Probably
think they are.
Isn't.
Yeah, they aren't watching football.
What are we doing?
It really is. It's bizarre. Now, again, if they want to take the Amon-Ra St. Brown thing and flag him for that, or okay, let's all calm down with that. That I get. Steve in Myerstown is up. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Steve. What's up?
What up, man?
First time caller, but you know, I've been with the Phillies. I've been rooting for the Phillies since the 80s, so I've seen a lot of ups and downs, and I don't know, this bullpen, I don't know, somebody in that team needs to light a match under their butts and get them going here. I don't know.
All right.
I feel they should have brought Painter up, but
Steve, I've been thinking about this since
Painter?
April, that we just wasted a full season of Andrew Painter, him being healthy. I know we all know he didn't pitch great, but the fact that he's not going to help this team in any capacity is crazy. And Steve, I don't know if you saw this. Roki Sasaki, a young rookie pitcher for the Dodgers, who's hurt for a portion of the season. He wasn't good early. He's now coming back. He's a starter. They're going to pitch him out of the bullpen and potentially the rest of the season into the playoffs. So it could be done. You have a young pitcher, and he's trying to find a role. We've seen it before, and the Phillies chose not to do it with Painter.
Yeah, I feel it. They drug their feet on it, and now, I don't know.
I don't think he was ready,
But could he have been ready to throw one inning at a time? You're right. He wasn't ready to be a starting pitcher.
It seemed like he progressively got worse as the season
went on. He did, as a starter. And Steve, it's a good phone. It's a good point. See, Hugh, you're right. Like, he didn't earn his way to the major leagues, right?
And it was like he had all the hype, and then it seemed like the more they talked about bringing him up, the more and more he struggled as the season progressed.
Totally. I just wonder if they had changed his role, put him in the bullpen, asked him just to get one inning or two innings, if he could have done that better. I don't know. I mean, none of us have the answer. Mm-hmm. It's just wild to me that we're sitting here a week before the playoffs. They look, their lineup looks as good as ever. Their starting pitching, considering they lost Wheeler, still looks good. And yet we're like, do they have enough in that bullpen? And he just was there the whole year. It's wild to me. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, coming up, your phone calls on all this. The Phillies bullpen, are you concerned? How concerned as we head towards October? I believe the Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. They have been outgained and have fewer first downs than their opponent in all three of the first games. It's just not a sustainable way to win. I think they're a great team, great roster, and they'll play better. But right now, they're lucky to be where they are at 3-0. Where do you come down on that? And on the other side, today in the Tush Push, another enemy made himself known, plus something confirmed that I was worried about. We'll get to all that today in the Tush Push as it pertains to the Eagles last week and moving forward this week. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions. That's why we love the game the way that we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, that's a bad feeling. I don't know what that felt like, though, because I hit a lot of bets lately. That feeling is a thing of the past, though, with Game Day Guarantee from Fanatic Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get up to $10 or can bet up to $10 and get $100 in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use on anything in the Fanatics universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk your bets with other sports books when you can switch to a sure thing? Every single game until October. Until this October comes, it's a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, let's get to it. Today in the Tush Push, every single day we got something on the Tush Push. We do as well today. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in as we discuss all things with the 3-0 Eagles, including are they lucky to be where they are? I do think so. Our poll question, 50-50. Callers say, shut up, Joe. They're not lucky. This is skill. It's a great football team. But excuse me. I do think they're lucky to be 3-0 right now.
Pass.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, puff ass.
Getting choked up in here. All right, let's give me the heat off me for a second. Give it over to Drew Brees. Here's what he said on ESPN, making his ESPN debut yesterday. Drew Brees, he came out swinging against this Eagles offense.
Hey, I respect Philly. I respect Philly. They are winning games. They're finding a way to win games. I can't stand to watch that offense. It's the most boring offense.
Okay.
Wow.
You should have seen Stephen A.'s face when you started with Jordan Love and then followed up with Zach Bradley. Looking at me like, did he hear the question?
And
correctly?
Did you hear what he just said? He said, I can't stand Philly's offense. They're boring.
Who cares?
Wow.
They're winning. That's okay.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this.
Hey, we're in week three. We're going to be on every week. Let's just see how this thing plays out.
Okay. I mean, is that your way? Can Boren win the Super Bowl championship? Can Boren repeat?
Hey, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So
that's the toughest division in football, too. Let's see how it plays out.
What the f*** are you talking about?
All right. Let's unpack a little bit of what the hell Drew Brees is talking about there. That last part tells me Drew isn't really watching the league very closely. The Giants and Cowboys are in this division. This is not the toughest division in pro football. Let's just stop there. Maybe. I mean, come on, man. I mean, we got two teams in this division that flat stinks.
Well, he must have talked about the physical confrontation.
All right, and maybe he means over years it's been one of the tougher divisions. That's fine. Right now, that's just not the case. There's two bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
What do you take? What's your take on Drew Brees saying the Eagles are boring to watch?
I mean, winning is first and foremost the only thing that matters in the NFL. And to his point, it doesn't look like every other team that you've seen play over the last couple of weeks. It did in the second half. I'll say that. But they are the defending Super Bowl champions. And as someone pointed out, I forgot who we had another cut earlier where they talked about how ugly the Chiefs were winning.
Yeah.
The first couple years. It doesn't matter, man. It, as long as at the end of the year, if you're one of the teams in California, getting ready to go to California. And I think that's how you have to look at it. But we live in a time where we want flashy. We want excitement. We want to watch these games. And we want to be ooh and odd, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with that, because that game we watched the other night, Detroit and Baltimore,
yeah,
that's what Monday Night Football looks like, supposed to look like. That's what you think about when you think about Monday Night Football. Only game in town, everybody named mama watching, you want to put on a show, and they put on a show. Eagles aren't there yet. They will be. I think that they will be, but they're not there yet. But they're 3-0.
Yeah, I think the boring thing is almost the wrong way to frame it. Like, I don't care how they score 28 or 30 points.
As long as they score it and win.
As long as they score 28 or 30 points. Because that feels like the number, the kind of around the number, for the most part, you have to average to be one of the top offense in the NFL. And the first couple weeks, they were only in the 20 range. That's why we were complaining. That's why I think they were complaining. That's why AJ was complaining. So, like, Drew Brees could call them boring. Whatever. I mean, like, that you could say that, but as long as they're scoring points, I think everyone's going to be happy here because that means they're going to win most games and they're going to put themselves in the mix there. But, yeah, I'm not sure where Drew Brees is talking about with the division.
Yeah.
Is he watching this division?
And I hate to keep making the comparison because they didn't win the Super Bowl last year, but the Chiefs weren't exciting last year.
They were not. No, they were not.
They probably haven't been for a few years.
And that's continued this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're missing their receivers this year, which gives it a little more context.
And, like, were the early 2000s Patriots excited?
They were not.
Mm. Okay.
You don't have to be exciting to win a Super Bowl. Now, he did frame that at the end because he was asked, like, can they win a Super Bowl boring? He did say yes.
Well, yeah. And also, like, doesn't it also get boring seeing the same team win all the time?
Yes.
Just,
it
like,
does.
As an objective observer? Like,
You think he's bored with the Eagles?
Maybe. I just think, like, that could be part of it. Like, everybody got tired of the Patriots. Everybody got tired of the Chiefs eventually. Maybe people are tired of the Eagles, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, also, I'm not tired of them. Maybe if his Saints teams were a little more boring, they would have won more. I mean, they were a great team.
You're taking a shot.
Well, I'm just saying, he had a lot of high-flying offenses that didn't win many Super Bowls. They won one, right? They had a lot of years they were good after that 2009 team, and he didn't even get back to the Super Bowl. He just played in the one. So maybe a little more boring, Drew, would have won you more rings. I'm just saying that. All right.
I like Petty Joe.
Couple more things. Well, I mean, Drew Brees is talking like he's got five rings on his finger. He's got one.
I hear you. But, you know, I look at it like, hey, man, it's your opinion. I don't agree with it. But it's also
Call him a bum.
Well, it's also surprising.
Say he stinks.
Yeah,
it is surprising.
Did you ever sack him or you didn't cross paths?
I didn't play. I don't think I played against Drew Brees.
Okay.
I didn't
He was drafted in 2000.
I will say he was a miserable color. He was
one of the
color
worst
guy, or like
yeah.
And it's probably because of the minimal preparation research that was just on display there, was saying that the NFC East is the best division of football. I mean, can we be realistic?
There's two teams in the Giants and Cowboys that might win six at tops. Five.
Is that wrong?
I'm not. I'm just saying this is like.
NFC North's better,
like
NFC
Ryan,
West.
We're Ryan Clarking him a little bit. I'm just saying, we have made it a
but
thing
he
on this show.
How does that work?
we're kind of
quarterback.
Yeah, we kind of Ryan Clarking him.
No, but hold on. I think it's a fact.
Like, the NFC is not the best division.
Why is he not doing color commentary right now? How long did that last?
Very short.
I thought he got tired of doing it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was his excuse when NBC told him to go home.
Some guys just can't do it. I mean, Montana couldn't do it.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah,
couldn't do it. Great quarterback. Doesn't necessarily mean you're good.
As much as people...
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. It's not fun.
What, him or the offense?
The commentating. That's not fun.
Remember when you did it for rugby?
Yeah, I did it. I did it a few times. I did it for a couple games. It's not fun. I'm not a fan. As a matter of fact,
you did it for football games?
Yeah, I did. I did study.
Oh, we got to dig these up.
But I didn't like doing it. I did not like doing it.
Wait, hold on.
I did not like wearing the suit.
College games?
What games are you doing?
Who was it? When was it?
I did an HBCU game. It was Tennessee State and I forgot who it was.
And the year?
I forgot the year.
Just wondering.
I think you're leaving out important details,
yeah,
so we can't
find
it on YouTube.
Yeah, but I didn't like doing it.
Hugh,
I did not like doing it.
We will find this.
Mm-mm. And I remember I got in trouble. We did on the radio, we did me and John Fricke. And this was my fault because I thought, like, the last time I did, the first time I did it was Sam Crenshaw. Sam Crenshaw's, he's in Atlanta, and Sam Crenshaw came, it was high school games. So Sam came, he gave me, like, the printouts where I had the offensive, defensive sides
right,
of the ball,
right.
And he knew all the young players because that's what he did. So I was locked in, and that was easy to do. Me and John Fricke did it, man, and they told us right after that game, we'll never do it again.
He was that bad?
Oh, dog, we were bad. And he gets, you know what's funny? I made fun of myself doing it. He did not like that. That's probably where me and him kind of, you know, went this way. He didn't like the fact that I was making fun of how bad we were, but we were bad.
Does this sound right? Saturday, December 17th, 2016, Celebration Bowl, UNC Central Grambling, you and Sam Crenshaw?
That probably, yeah. No, Sam was good. The one I did with Sam, that was good. Yeah, I think that was it.
We're on to this. So we're going to find a lot of useful material there. All right, 215-592-9494. For a couple more quick things on the Tush Push. Hugh, Jeff McClain in the Inquirer, trying to push you back down because you're trying to get Eagles Insider of the Year. And he's trying to jump back
ahead.
Back
you down?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff hunted me down, and, you know, he confronted me in the hallway.
He confirmed what we've been speculating and really has flown under the radar. Man, there's nothing like information around here that when people don't want it out, it just, like, it gets held down. Lane Johnson got hurt in the Tush Push. It's confirmed by Jeff McClain. That's how he got hurt. We were hoping he's back. Today they're going to practice, so we'll find out if he's on the field. Hoping he's back this week with the stinger. But
inside of you, Jeff McClain?
Yep. He got hurt
Doggett
on the Tush
reporter?
Push. Okay, last thing. Speaking of, I don't know what you call this, but it's something that to watch out for with the Tush Push coming up. I was trying to transition. I didn't know where to go with it. Hugh, yesterday we were talking about that big guy in Tampa they drafted and they had on their team.
The Florida guard, the Florida tackle.
Desmond Watson is his name. 449-pound nose tackle.
That's a lot of man.
Guess what they did yesterday?
What's that?
They signed him to their practice squad.
So they brought him back.
So he is eligible to be, you know, brought up from the squad, practice squad, on Sunday to play in the game, which means we could have, in Tush Push moments, Vita Vea, who's huge and obviously a great athlete, like a Jordan Davis, and this guy, Desmond Watson, on the field at the same time.
That's
a lot of something.
A lot of man meat. That is crazy.
Excuse me.
What are you doing over there?
No, I'm just saying.
A lot of girth.
There's some big mofos, man. Big mofos.
Okay, here's the question.
And slather Vaseline on me. There's some big dudes, man.
Can the Eagles, will the Tush Push work against that much man?
It's going to be a slog. I think it will. You're not going to get a whole lot of movement, though.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to have some. I will tell you this. This is how the Tush Push might work. You line up. You remember, like, a few years ago, we tried to have variations of the Tush Push?
Yeah, yeah.
This might be the game. Because you got those two big guys in the middle. They're going to be clogging up the middle. There might be some opportunities on the perimeter. You remember, because I think one time when they line up in the Tush Push, they tried to flea flick it to Saquon or something like
is
that.
Is flea flick it the way to say it?
Didn't they try to flea flick it one time?
Maybe it is the way to say it. I've just never
the
heard
flea
that.
Flea flick it. The flea, you ever heard of flea flicker?
I've heard running the flea flicker.
What's a flea flicker?
Oh, not kind of sarcastic. But no, they flick it. They flick it out.
Flea flick it.
Yeah, flea flick it.
Okay. Flea flick it.
Yeah, flea flick it.
I found the whole broadcast of Hughes Game News on. So I'm going to send that one to you.
Would you care to send that to me?
You got it. All right, let's go to Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, how's it going?
What's up?
Not much, man. I've been trying to get in with y'all guys since Hugh, you was laughing at me the other day, man. I appreciate that, man.
Come on, Hugh.
What I laughed at?
Nah, you were saying I was going on too long with the conversation about what Jalen.
You were long talking.
Just
a little bit, dog. You made some good points.
I was trying to make a point, brother. That's all. But hey, listen, man. I just wanted to jump in real quick because with this team, here's why I don't think it's luck, right? I like you, Hugh. I played sports all my life, right? And the one thing I know in sports is that you don't want to be playing your best at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. right? Like, and with this team, there's something to be said about being there before. And I don't think that it's luck that this team is winning. I think that you have a bunch of guys that are in place that have just been there before, and they know how to win. They know how to figure out together how to win. And when you know how to do that, that's not luck per se. That's just, you know, stay calm. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. We've been here before. Let's figure it out. Let's get it done. A lot of people panic when you have these situations like the Eagles have been in over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But with the success they've had over the past couple of years, they know how to get through these moments. And with this team, it's just about figuring out how we do it with this group of 53. So I think that the Eagles are in good position because right now with this team, they're trying to figure out with this group right here, not last year's or 22s, with this group, how do we continue to grow in these moments? Are we maximizing the opportunities that we have to get better? And I think that's what this team excels at more than anything, better than Jalen's arm and all these other things that everybody else wants to talk about, they figure out how to win moments,
of
not the game.
Anthony, of all the things you said there, the one I agree with you the most on is that they because of their experience, they're kind of battle tested and they don't panic and they don't let a bad situation become an untenable situation. Like Sunday was bad, but it never got so out of hand that they were done, right? Like if they went down 35 points, it's over, right? But when they were
over.
But 19, you know, it's possible you could come back, and then they did it.
And think about it, Ajax. I'm so proud of this dude because, listen, I mean, I don't know how that brother did it the first couple of games. Like, you know, you got probably, in my opinion, one of the top. This dude is Megatron. Like, he's unbelievable. So for the ball not to go his way at all and to keep the composure and all that kind of stuff, last year we know that wasn't happening. Like, he was going to have conversations about that. So I think the growth and maturity from these guys being together over the years is what you see in these wins. Not necessarily, you know, yes, Big Boy had the block kick and everything, but we can talk about moments throughout that game where just poised guys that know how to win started doing things that winners do.
They do, and I think there's a lot of veterans here. There's a lot of leadership here. I think that's it's a big part of it. And, Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, if you want to say that the Eagles – like just kind of have this DNA of winning, and that's why that it's not luck. I get that, but I do think they've been fortunate in some moments that have let them get back in games. I mean, again, that game, I'll use the fumble Jalen had on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If he fumbles the ball 50 yards down the field, like they drive for a little bit, and then he fumbles at the 50, and they waste 4 minutes on their drive, and then the Rams go down and score and waste. There's 8 minutes off the clock, the same situation. They're down all those points. There's probably not enough time to come back, but because of where the fumble happened
and the time that it happened,
it allowed them to, like, all right, this is bad, but we still got basically two quarters to go, and I think that part was fortunate. All right, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's go to. Oh, it's been a few days we heard from our buddy.
I know what you're doing. Don't do that.
What do you mean? He's on the call board.
Don't do that.
I'm just following the board. Skip and Claymont up on WIP. Hey, Skip. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hello, Hugh. How do you do?
Hey, Skip. How you doing?
What do you got today for us, Skip?
First of all, I need to thank you. Thank you very much for your vote in the Homeowners Association election. I've been reelected to another term as VP. That outsider, Doug Billington, tried to buy the votes, and it wasn't enough. The good guys won, and I've taken notice of who jumped to the other side, and there will be a price to pay. Believe me.
I didn't vote for you, Skip.
That's nice to know. I can always count on you, partner.
All right, Skip. What do you got on the Eagles today? What do you got?
I just want to say that Joe's right. The Eagles are lucky to be 3-0. Come on.
Thank you for the support. See, Skip gets it there.
He does not get it.
They have to stop thinking that they can just beat teams by running the tush-push all day. This is 3 weeks in a row of coming out and not firing the football down the field. Save the tush-push for special occasions.
Special occasions like a birthday or anniversary? Like, what does that mean?
No, well, that too. But save it for when you really need it, like inside the one-yard line. I mean, they keep showing it. Every Sunday in ordinary time, teams will see something, and eventually they're going to stop it.
You know, that's actually an interesting point, right? Maybe if we run a little bit less, it'll be more effective. That's an argument we haven't heard. I get that.
That's different.
Well, don't get me wrong. I do love the play. It's beautiful in its simplicity. I mean, lining up a bunch of big, strong men side by side, arm in arm, linked together for a common purpose, to score.
Yeah, the way you put it, Skip, it sounds a little bit off, a little creepy there.
Come on, it's majestic. It shows the dignity of man, gladiators side by side. It's mano a mano. And once that ball is snapped, bam, mano, man a shevitz.
That's a lot.
It's stunning and dazzling in its beauty. I'm sorry for getting emotional.
Skip, you're getting a little worked up here.
Like you're talking about something else.
That's why they can't run it every play. It's too draining on the players and on the spectators. I mean, think of it. Everyone's squatting down low. It's dark. No one can see anything. There's just a very small opening that Jalen has to find. Ooh, it's a tiny aperture.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
And Jalen, in his infinite wisdom, he has to find that crack, that one little breach. And when he finds it, beautiful cavity, he just has to push with all his manly power.
All right, Skip. Skip. Relax. It worked up again.
It's the essence of tribal warfare and fellowship. Show me what you got. Show me what you think of me now when my nose is to you. And when when it's all done, you might be a little sore and you got a little dirt, but you have a smile on your face, and that's what you did for your fellow man.
All right, Skip. I think that's more than enough for today.
I'm living my truth.
He's living his truth, Hugh. This is your fault.
He is
living his truth. That's the rapture talking about.
We are all inclusive.
And it's why you'll always be my favorite bird, Hugh. Woo-hoo! Remember, you can park your big truck in my backyard anytime.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I always I leave him on 1 second too long.
Say his backyard this time.
He did. He did say his backyard.
The touchbush has got him worked up.
It is really one. It's always the one time too many. I let him talk again. Yeah, that's on me. All right.
Skip got cranked up.
He did get all cranked up during that phone call. He absolutely did. All right, C.J. O'Connell, the City Rhythm Orchestra in Philly Sports, put to music at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Delaware County on Saturday, November 22nd. Get tickets, JoeConklin.com, JoeConklin.com. All right, Mike in Medford is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Oh, you're going to make me follow Skip? Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Yes.
I'm not even sure I'm ready for this. Joe, I absolutely agree with you. I think the Eagles are lucky to be 3-0, and I think anyone else who disagrees is kind of deluding themselves.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think sometimes people hear the word luck and they feel like it's a knock on the team. I still think the team's just as talented as they were 3 weeks ago. They're talented enough to go and win 14 or 15 games this year and win the Super Bowl. But through 3 weeks, they're not playing sustainable winning football. I mean, they've been outgained every week. They're lucky to be 3-0 right now.
Absolutely. I mean, they're lucky that Travis Swift dropped the dropped the pass. They're lucky that CeeDee Lamb couldn't catch a football. Part of the game, though. And it's not saying that the Eagles don't have the abilities. We saw that in the second half against the Rams. And the second half against the Rams showed why. Sorry.
Puff, pass, Mike.
Yeah, that's puff, okay. Puff, no pass. Worries.
No, I'm not, I don't do that. But, but in the second half, it showed why I do think the Eagles are probably going to win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, it doesn't mean that I think the Eagles are bad. I'm not being a hater. And that's just one of these things that Philly fans, we all get up in our feels, and we all want to live our own truths, and we get upset when someone disagrees with it.
Well, and the interesting part for me, Mike, on this particular conversation, Mike, good phone call, is Jordan Mailata agrees with me. Jordan Mailata said it after the game on Sunday that if they don't start playing better, this will be 2023.
Mm, well,
I mean, that's what he said.
No, sure, but...
Well, he's locked in, and you're supposed to say
So am
it.
I. I'm locked in.
Well, you're supposed...
You guys aren't.
Well, Joe, you're supposed to say that because as a football player,
yep.
Like you're
Ryan Clark, I'm here.
I'm not Ryan Clark.
No,
he didn't. He didn't have to say it. He chose to.
Well,
he could have kept it to himself in his locker room.
What has been the mantra of this team? Last year doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Last year doesn't count.
You know what I found? Mailata and I took the pledge. Kyle claimed he did, then he dropped it.
No, I did take it. I just dropped it.
Well, I know. Today you went back.
And you know what? To me, luck is when you're speeding down a street and the light's red and you run the light and you barely miss the car that's coming through the light.
That was kind of Sunday.
That's kind of, no, it's not.
No, yes, it was.
Because when we look at that game.
I mean, Matt Stafford walked right down the field.
This is how I look at it. When you look at the way that game played out and the way that we thought it was going to play out, going into that game, none of us thought, or we thought in the back of our mind, that we weren't going to score enough points to win that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the quarterback play. The quarterback stepped up and he played well, threw for like 200 and some odd yards, right? In a game where he just had one where he threw for 101 yards.
But the first
in the other game, he didn't look that crisp, and right. AJ wasn't a part of it. He did everything that we didn't think he could do in that game. So to me, that's not luck.
Yeah. But at the same time,
that's skill.
Mm. At the same time,
skill.
That's right. Skill.
If not for the blocked kick, The story this week is, yes, he did a lot in the second half.
And if he didn't go in there and slap Kevin Tua across the lips.
The block kick is a credit to them, though.
No, like, I know, but it made up for the fact that our quarterback threw from minus right. 1 yard in the first half.
Let me jump off of his analogy then.
Okay.
You're in the car. You blew the red light. Crap, that happens. Mm. You know, sometimes you make mistakes, but the car has an incredible acceleration. You slam that gas.
Yep.
And because the car is built that way, you're able to get out of the way of the oncoming car.
Look at that guy. Look at that guy.
All right. Well, while we're all on this analogy.
Look at Douglas and I.
Would you say getting a ticket or getting in an accident is a loss, right? You're trying to avoid those things when you drive? Yeah, right? So if we keep running red lights, guys, what's going
to
happen?
No, to your point, Joe, you don't take those chances again. Well, like, you count your blessings.
Yeah.
And you don't take those chances.
You ever
again.
Drive by, you're on the highway and you're going 15 or 20 over the speed limit, like the turnpike or whatever, right? And you see the cop on the side and you're like, oh, he might got you. And then he doesn't. What do you feel?
Well, nobody
I got a little lucky there.
Nobody disagrees that they can't keep living like this. I just think where you lose me is that I think what you're saying implies that they're more lucky than they are good. And that's why they're 3-0.
I would say they're very good. I think they're more lucky than they're great.
Okay.
Because great, right now, great tells you 3-0, defending champions, they're great again. They don't look great to me. They are 3-0, and that's great. They don't look great.
To grow.
But they have a lot of room to grow.
And I think that.
Joe.
That was crazy. No, it just tells me that. You know, you never want to peak too soon. I think a caller said that earlier.
I want to ban that statement.
But you don't.
I know, but you know what it does.
Kind of like when you're in there working the turntables and you know trying to make a mix. You don't want to get to the party.
But it
too
makes
fast.
Excuses for playing crappy.
It's not. It's really not. But I understand.
No one says that about the guys playing well.
But that never comes up.
But I
understand what you're saying, Joe. And to your point, especially it feels like this year that. A lot of teams are in mid-season form right now.
And maybe they won't last the whole way. Maybe they're not built for it. We'll see.
It's something to me, I think, to be said about it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Well, and last year was a great example of that. Yeah. All right, coming up, everyone's been waiting for it. The segment heard around the world, our weekly quarterback power rankings. Where does Hugh Douglas have Jalen Hurts this week? That really is what it's become. For me, this was the easiest week to do it in terms of the 10 names. It's really a matter of the order. Hugh's got his white pad out. We'll see what he came up with. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.